community of Boston is looking back at the details that led up to the marathon bombings last month and watching as Congress begins to investigate whether a security failure allowed Tamerlan Tsarnaev to elude law enforcement, including Boston Police Commissioner Edward Davis. Davis testified before an oversight committee in the House of Representatives chaired by Republican Representative Michael McCaul from Texas, who already believes that the feds allowed Tamerlan Tsarnaev to slip through their fingers.
He was on our radar screen, and then he was off. What remains unanswered is whether this information was shared between federal agencies and state and local officials. We learned over a decade ago the danger in failing to connect the dots. My fear is that the Boston bombers may have succeeded because our system failed. We can and we must do better.
Officials in Massachusetts are asking themselves if the federal government did enough. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is one of those officials, and he joined us yesterday from the studios of our partner WGBH. The governor says, typical of terrorism investigations, it's a difficult question to answer after the fact.
Having been briefed on the investigation and on the intelligence that was known back before the bombings and has since become known, I'm not sure there was enough for anything or anyone to take action. But obviously, you'd want to have as much information as possible, and you'd want to treat it responsibly, and you want to make sure that people are sharing information. And if anything, I think one of the issues was the sharing of information between Russia and intelligence agencies in the United States, not so much among intelligence agencies. But there are many, many lessons here to learn, and they need to be learned quickly because civic gatherings are going to continue, and I certainly hope that they do.
Well, the Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul questioned Boston Police Commissioner Edward Davis this week.
You'd had this information before the bombing. Would you have done, your police force and you, would you have done anything differently?
That's very hard to say. We would certainly look at the information. We would certainly talk to the individual. From the information I've received, the FBI did that, and they closed the case out. I can't say that I would have come to a different conclusion based upon the information that was known at that particular time.
But if you knew of a Russian intelligence warning that this man was an extremist that may travel overseas, and the fact that he did travel overseas and came back into the United States, would that may not have caused you to give this individual a second look?
Absolutely.
Commissioner Davis said absolutely, which leads me to believe that information sharing might have changed this situation in Boston.
Well, you know, you can speculate on that now. I think we'd want to have that information under any circumstances. And I think in the case of the FBI, anyhow, there was a second look. But the question is whether the second look then causes you to do anything differently other than ask some questions. And asking the questions is valuable. But unless we're going to get to a place where we say, let's just start following people around because we have some generalized idea that their attitude is bad, then I think there's still a question about whether that information is enough to act on. We want as much information as possible. We want that information to be shared, and we want agencies to use it responsibly. And I think that's all that the commissioner was getting at.
You've had quite an experience in the last several months, both with the record snowstorm and with the Boston bombings. I'm wondering if you could reflect a little bit on the role of governor as reassurer in chief and governor as protector in chief. Those sometimes can conflict.
That's true. I mean, I think probably it will take many more months or years really to put these experiences in their proper perspective, but I think in the immediate, what feels like immediate aftermath of the Boston bombings and the big blizzard, there were big decisions we had to make about asking people to help us help them. And I think in the case of the blizzard, where we closed the main roads to traffic in order to keep people safe, and also in order to enable us to clear the road so that people could get back on them, I think that turned out to be a good decision because we actually got the snow that was forecast, and we didn't have the experience of the 1978 blizzard where there were thousands of people trapped in cars on the roads for days at risk to themselves and to others. In the case of the aftermath of the bombings, We asked, in particular, at the end of the week when the suspects had been found and after the shootout in Watertown and one was in flight, we asked people to stay indoors while the door-to-door search was going on in Watertown and to be really especially vigilant. And we knew that was not indefinite, couldn't be indefinite and shouldn't be, and that it was for the public's safety and also to prevent flight. And in both cases, John, I am gratified that the public cooperated because the point was always this is about asking them to help us help them. And they got that and they helped. And I think in general they've been very, very patient with those kinds of requests.
Finally, how's Kevin Garnett doing? Sorry about the Knicks-Celtics thing.
Yeah, thank you for that. I know that's a grudging sorry on your
behalf. Yeah, yeah, I'm really broken up about it, as you can tell. But you got the Bruins.
They're doing well, aren't they? Pretty exciting. And you know, this is a sports town, Boston, so people are always paying attention.
And because you're going up against Toronto, I mean, it could be a whole international incident. Hockey is always that way in Boston.
It is that way. I wouldn't describe myself as a hockey fan. I don't follow it very closely, but it's impossible not to get swept up in the fever of it all right now.
All right. Deval Patrick, governor of Massachusetts, thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for having me.
Later this hour, moms and their trade-offs and tensions to make career and family work out.
This is Mary Helen in Boston. Here's my quasi-haiku about when I was juggling too much. 7 years, seminary. Single to married with kid, mortgage and dog. Boy.
Thanks for the haiku, Mary. Sounds like some seminary. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.